Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Mary, Mass, Bible. Again, a very happy Thanksgiving today to you and to all of your family. And this is also our last Mass of this year as we begin our new year, beginning on Saturday evening for Advent. So this is the very end for us. Now, there's a few thoughts. Obviously, these readings are sometimes awesome, and on other times we're thinking, what is going on? Why are these people like dying? Or why? What's going on with the world, the heavens? What has happened here in both Daniel and in Luke? And I want to just take a few different things. A little bit I've talked this week on the mornings for Masses and this last weekend. But first, think about Daniel. The book Daniel is about 14 chapters. I would love it if you read it. It's so amazing, and sometimes it can be really weird, but other times we heard two different things that we heard from that book, right? You guys know the big book about Daniel, right? The lions. Daniel and the lions. That was in this book. Now, a couple different things with him that he showed us. First, Daniel. He was praying for God, because during that time, their king, the little king, not God king, little king with the K, was telling everybody that three times in the day they should kneel and look at the king, the idiot king. Not our king, but the little king. And so what was Daniel doing? Well, he was praying to God. He said, no, I'm not going to kneel to you, you something, you idiot, that you're having me to ask you to pray to you? When there's God, the king? Sorry, not that one. So Daniel, he kneels to our God. And what do? They know they wanted to trick him by getting him and then throwing him in the lion. And that's how God saved him again. For the lions. And all the little kids have heard that. Daniel and the lions. Pretty cool to read the whole thing. We heard it's a longer book they're reading today. But that's what exactly was happening in the book. The second part with Daniel is the words we saw in the responsorials. We've heard that only about the fourth or fifth time in the whole year. We all had listened to it our last few days before our year. Now, this book is, again, it's in Daniel. It's the same book, but I absolutely love the things we heard today. It's a long part. We heard different 4 or 5 days. It's the same psalm from Daniel, where we think about these things in the nature. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, we know that one up north. Ice and snow, we hear that one a lot. Nights and days, light and darkness, lightning and clouds. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt Him above all forever. That's part of the prayers we do in the breviary about two times in every month. And only the one times that we do it in the church for the Mass. Again, Daniel book. That's the third chapter. It's outside. It's so cool. Now, so totally flipping to a different area. It is Thanksgiving. Thank to God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Now, first, a question. I wish I had some candy. I could chuck it at somebody. But what was the day? The time? What time? What year? Does anybody know the Thanksgiving? I don't know it either. I looked it on the internet this morning for 2 seconds, but you guys that know the history, it was 1621. 1621. And remember, it was the Eastern people, the people in Europe area that were in the country. The first time, it's not even a country, with the Indians. They had this big feast, and we call that the first Thanksgiving. Now, I want to just talk a little bit about this idea of our families then, because we have our family today. There we had a time with its Europe and Indians that just met each other. A family to eat together. To have this huge, and that's a huge feast. In a new area where it doesn't have groceries and places like that, you had to make it for months to get this big feast. We think about our family of who else? Our brothers, our sisters. Your moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, grandsons, granddaughters that might be together today in our Thanksgiving day. It's a beautiful day. It's our family. It's our family of our church. And what are we listening to as we pray today? You'll hear some of the prayers about this family. We're offering today bread and wine to have a Mass. And so it's huge, huge day. So kind of two totally different areas I want to talk about today with Daniel and then the Thanksgiving of the day. But pray to God today. Pray to Jesus Christ, the King. The King that we're having our family to have a great feast, and we're praying to the King. Pray this today at this Mass, and then we move into our next year, just Saturday, for Advent.